previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So, is that why it's more expensive raising girls than boys? Oh, sorry, hang on. Let me just contest.
Yeah, can we just... Hold on a minute.
Let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. Is it more expensive raising girls than boys?
Look at you contextualizing that. I don't have any boys, but I can tell you that it's not cheap raising girls.
Yeah.
It really isn't. Yeah.
Is it because you're more fussy?
No, fussy, can we recontextualize that word?
We're not fussy. Adam, we were just talking about Felicity, who skipped like a whole club night because she didn't have lines.
Well, no, because I couldn't get dressed and do the thing and do the makeup. Like, so yeah, look, girls cost you more in, I suppose, self-care products. Girls are a lot more into that kind of thing. So clothes and self-care and hair things and makeup and blah, blah, blah. I think it's a lot more for girls than it is for boys.
Hasn't it changed, though, in recent times?
No.
Did you want to change that or not?
I'm quite fine with it because I'm a girl myself. Look, I took the girls... I am a girl. Yeah, I saw you leaning over and do that, like, that head tilt. Yes, you are. Well done.
Yeah, good. Good.
But I mean, you guys know me. Like, so I get my nails done. I do my hair, that blah, blah, all that kind of stuff. It's not stuff that you guys do on the regular. That costs money.
So when you're a parent and you really like have a girl, maybe you're maybe hoping just for a cheaper year for a boy. Is that how it works?
I don't know, but I started this holiday by having to do holiday hair.
Yep.
This is an annual pursuit.
Yes.
And costs an arm and a leg because it can't just be normal hair done. It's got to, well, with my two braids, and then it's got to be multicolored, and then they each choose their own colors.
Yes.
And then I had to go and buy some stick-on nails as well, which are only allowed in my household over the holidays. We can't do that with the school on. And then I had to go and buy some makeup products.
Yes.
Gosh.
Yeah. And then got told about things like, you know, Christmas gifts, you know.
Yeah, and there's also, I mean, in my house, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but we have holiday outfits.
Oh, yeah.
So we like to buy new outfits for the holidays.
Sure.
It is very expensive raising girls, and I don't think that you realize it until they get older. And then you go, okay.
It's too late
because
now.
Then it's also the other self-care products that also come into play with that as well.
Yeah.
So there's the body washes and there's the creams and there's the face washes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah?
Yeah.
And do they charge more for women's clothes and stuff?
I don't think they charge more for women's clothes, but for women's self-care products, they absolutely do. So like a pink razor will cost me a lot more than a man's razor, which is why I buy my girls' men's razors.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think that...
I don't think so.
No, really.
I'm shaving again and I'm telling you now, it depends what you buy.
Yeah.
I promise you, women's razors cost more than men's.
I don't believe that.
I saw a study about that. Apparently.
Yes.
They saw you coming.
No. They literally
they
do.
They love paying more for stuff. They accept the fact that you spend a whole lot more on girls than boys. Let's charge them more.
But I also believe that boys' clothing is actually quite pricey these days. I just don't think that boys necessarily buy a lot of clothing. So if you've got like one pair of black shorts, you will make sure that you use that pair of black shorts for your rugby practice.
Yeah.
And you'll also wear it on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. And you'll also wear it, you know, going out with the boys or whatever it is.
So there is research.
Yeah.
But let me just first hear from you. Is it more expensive raising girl children than boy children, do you think? 084-850-0942, that's our number. That hasn't changed. If you want to hook us up with a voice note. Question is it more expensive raising daughters than sons? More expensive raising girls than boys? Wat sê jy?
Ek stem saam, girls het baie meer stuff wat hulle koop, maar dan... Seens eet jy weer uit die huis en kos is mal duur en dan kry Boeta 'n girlfriend. So en Boeta wil gifts koop vir girlfriend en ons het nou net gehoor hoe duur is girls. So dan moet jy daai ook inkoop in jou maandelikse budget.
You see.
Yeah.
Got to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And teenage boys, I remember I did have quite an appetite.
Yes, generally.
Problem is I still have an appetite of a
teenage boy.
Teenage boys do have an appetite, but I was in lockdown with two little girls, and I'm sorry.
Did they eat a lot?
That fridge door.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the light stopped working. You know when the fridge light stops working eventually, like, yeah.
You know, but then you told them very quickly, though, no one likes that.
Yeah, this is not...
No, that's not what he said.
Oh, not.
No, that's not all what he said to his girl children, no.
Oh.
No. I should have.
You should not have, absolutely not.
Good advice.
Don't take advice, guys. You know, you joke about the food thing. So obviously with Simone living in Pretoria in the commune, because that's where she's studying at Pretoria, she came home over the December holidays.
Yes.
And then I wasn't there for a little bit, so she was at home. And at one point, she sent me a message and went, "Wow, Mom, they can eat, hey? The food is just..." I was like...
They
being her sister and her...
Oh, wow. Because
she was buying food and making food, and she was like, they just eat the whole time. I was like, we are welcome to my world.
Yeah, it's time that you tell them.
No, I'm not going to give my children food issues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of this whole thing, okay, yes.
Okay. So we don't tell them, we just suggest.
Yeah. Merely.
From my parent point of view, with a daughter who is not a girly girl daughter, more a sporty and active daughter, our costs are not that crazy. Maybe that will change as interests change, but from a activity point of view, since she's not the girly girl who needs the nails and the hair, it's not that bad for me.
You see, it doesn't have to be. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
You don't need all that fuss either.
I mean, the trade-off, though, depends what sport.
Thank you. Because then you're paying in petrol to get them to the lessons, the classes, the training, the equipment. You're paying for physios, all that kind of stuff. You are trading off one
for
the
other. Have to.
What do you mean?
You don't have to.
Yeah.
I think the modern world has lulled you into a false sense of what is normal and not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Not all households spend all that money on raising children and getting them to play sport.
Yeah.
And getting them to go to the beach. I think it's a privileged thing. If you're privileged enough to spend all that money on your children with all the physio and the dietitian and the this and the that, I think it's wrong to say that it's for all parents. I mean, I agree with her. It depends on you, the parent.
Yeah.
No. She's saying it depends on the child, what kind of child they are.
Some children
are sporty.
I think it's a parent thing.
No. Some children
are sporty.
You can
put your foot down, Felicity, and say, close that fridge.
Why don't make them with locks anymore, like back in the day?
Oh, that's true.
Remember that?
My mother used to put a lock in the fridge. We literally had a lock in the fridge.
You see? Damlin, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for listening on a Brack Band. What do you say? More expensive to raise girls or boys?
It's girls. Well, the thing is, I don't have kids. However, my colleagues have kids. And the thing is, boys only need undies. Girls need undies and bras.
Yes.
And bras are ridiculously expensive.
Uh-huh.
As well as sanitary.
Woo!
Ooh, that is, boys don't have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's,
yeah, but now aside from the necessities, because once again, it's now to the conversation. I think we're confusing necessities with stuff. Fuss.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy all the fuss. Right?
No.
You don't have to.
No, you're So, think about it. So, you buy a shampoo for your washing of your hair, which is generally men washes your hair, your body, your face,
three in one.
Your car, everything.
Yes.
Women don't do that.
No.
And I don't know why not.
No, you don't. As a guy who earns his own money, you can spend. I do.
Yes.
But you don't have to. I think you're using it as an excuse.
No.
Is what I'm saying.
No. I think taking care of yourself as a woman does cost more.
Tamlin, we are confusing necessities with all the other fussy stuff, and it's nice to have stuff, but it's not necessity.
Yeah, I think what happens a lot of the time is with girls is the lines blur. So Tamlin speaks about when you get to this bra buying stage, which is where I'm at, very uncomfortable to walk into the shop and try and find sizes and stuff. And you could buy bras in a packet, you know.
Thank
like
you.
Three
like the five pack that we buy the undies.
Only if they fit your boobs. Otherwise, you have to get speciality bras.
Felicity, let the man talk.
And that's where the blurred lines occur.
Yeah, you see.
Because it's like, Daddy, it's going to have to be this
it
one.
Doesn't
and
have
I'm
to
like,
be.
Does it really?
No. Yeah, but no.
Tamlin,
I refuse. Tamlin, stay with me, Tamlin.
Tamlin,
bye, Tamlin.
Thank you very much.
It's so nice talking to you.
Cheers, Tamlin. The question was asked, is it more expensive to raise daughters or sons, girl children or boy children? I mean, so far, if you had to be honest, I think the general consensus is girl children.
Mm.
Apart from the necessities, I think it's like a stereotype thing.
Societal expectations.
Yeah, yeah. To pay more. Not all of it is necessary.
All of it is necessary.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm here to tell you and to relieve you from that pressure and that stress. Mm-hmm. Saying it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Depends. Sure. Depends how you grow up.
I hear what you're saying. Look, I did not grow up wealthy, but I can tell you now, my mother, who used to be a domestic worker, I still cost her more, and she was buying the basics. But I still cost her more purely based on the fact that I'm a girl.
No, it's purely based on the fact that you'd probably sulk. And throw a tantrum if you
Why
didn't get your
you
way.
Why are you coming for me on this Monday?
I'm putting it to you as a hypothetical.
You have chosen this Monday, Nick.
Yeah,
you chose war on Monday.
Sorry, I had a question mark.
Oh, did it? Oh,
okay.
Is it not
perhaps? The inflection wasn't
there. Persuasive powers.
What did you call it earlier? Woman's fuss.
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh.
I mean, if you humor it, then you're going to pay.
Is that the end
Don't
of the road?
Humor woman's fuss. Is that what your advice is for today?
I was with friends in Cape Town, and they have young kids, two girls.
Yeah.
And it took the one approximately 2.5 hours to choose the swimming outfit. What do you call it? The costume.
Are you talking about at the shops, or you mean just
at
getting
home.
Out of the house?
Oh, at home.
No.
All right. Which one? What is today telling you? What do we? And eventually came out also wearing a crown.
Of course.
Because she's a, you know, princess. Princess.
Yeah.
For myself,
Yeah.
Martin, I'm a grown woman who still dresses to... Do I feel like a strawberry shortcake vibe? I've literally bought myself a strawberry shortcake dress.
Mm.
I dress to theme. It's not... We don't grow out of it generally if you're a girly girl.
So you agree it's not necessary?
No, it is necessary because it's so much fun.
For you.
I made the mistake of calling my child from the door in a classroom and saying, oh, hi, princess. And the number of eyes that turned around.
Oh, because they're all princesses.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I want to cry
boys
now.
Boys just don't have... You're not given that privilege.
See, that's the problem.
You're not going to sit there and moan that particular underpants, it's going to show through your rugby shorts.
No.
Dad'd be like, it's in a 5-pack.
Yeah.
If that thing could come in a 10-pack,
it doesn't matter
what the color is of it.
And one of them might be your lucky underpants as well for your rugby matches.
Ew.
just saying.
No, we're not doing this.
Just saying.
Gross.
Listen, so research does say that it's 2 times cheaper to have a son than to have a daughter. That is economic research tracking household spending shows families with daughters often see higher cumulative expenses. The gap is linked to longer education timelines.
Oh.
Healthcare, obviously.
Yeah.
Clothing, personal care, continued financial support. Well, into, I don't know. Don't look at me like this. I didn't write this.
Uh-huh.
Continued support well into early adulthood.
Oh, this is great.
I don't know what this all means.
I feel so.
I mean, that's the story of my life right there. But okay,
yeah, I was just about to say.
Literally the story
can
of my
anybody
life.
Relate to this at any point? I understand now why there's such a big, big focus and why it's such a big thing, these reveals.
Right.
And now you have to keep a straight face, right?
Woo!
Final word here on the question, is it more expensive to raise boys and girls or girls and boys? 0848500942. And then we've got to have a quick team chat about Secret Sound. Okay, is your head in the game? All right, but first, girls versus boys. Who's more expensive to raise?
Gamers in my house. Gaming is really expensive. V-Bucks, Roblox, or whatever you call them, it costs me a fortune. it costs me more than their food in a week. So there we go. Boys are not less expensive than girls. Gamers are super expensive.
How many girls? I missed that part. Did you say she had? How many boys?
So there's four boys, and so it's three boys and then her husband in the house.
And all of them have the same interest. Okay. Yeah. So that's where, as a parent, you've got to guide them.
Okay. to things like what? More than cookies.
So like your brother already has an expensive hobby.
Right.
You're
right.
More like in this, especially like, you know, the second child.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So the first child gets to choose, obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
The first child's like, he's now a golfer.
Right.
That's expensive.
Uh-huh.
So for you, we're seeing more running.
Okay. And then the baby?
Oh, no.
Because babies always kind of get the, because they're the last born.
But also, you know how it works, right? If you were moaning at the first one, then the second one was like this way, that's where you draw the line, obviously. Is that not how it works?
No, if you're a middle child, you get nothing. So if you're firstborn, you get everything. If you're the baby, you get everything. Middle child, nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can wear like all the old clothes, mm-hmm. get all hand-me-downs. The old cricket kit or whatever it is.
That's where it gets expensive though, hey? Sports equipment.
Yes. Yeah.
And gaming doesn't have to be expensive. I know she said that it is, but I think can manage that expectation.
Tetris, Donkey Kong.
Well, I use it as bribery and corruption. She speaks about Robux, and I will only get Robux when you deserve Robux.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is Robux the that's the currency
that's
for
the
Robux.
Currency for Roblox.
Oh. Roblox. Yes,
100%.
Okay.
And you need to earn. Like, you really need to earn Robux.
Oh, look at you. The dishes, help with the dishes.
You've so got it.
Clear the table.
You have. Oh.
She's this parenting
thing. There we go.
Is it easy? It's so easy.
How hard can it be? Ja, ek hoor jou. En dis daar natuurlik, they know how to get you, hey, as a parent. Everything costs money.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to, advertising, everything, just lures them in.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, and then you buy it, and then you have to buy the little the bucks,
yes,
and the this, and the airtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every couple of days, somebody will knock on my door and say, "Daddy, I've downloaded a new game."
Oh, have you?
But
oh, yeah.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.